Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is June the 9th, 2016, and I'm Marcos Gazana. I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 115 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be interviewing two of my students. In fact, I'm going to be interviewing two of my, let's say, ex-students, because this is the last time we meet in person. Maybe we can meet in the future, but anyway, they're moving to Canada and they're starting a new life. It's an interesting story, and I'm here to ask a few questions related to this new challenge they have in their lives, and hopefully this can help some of you who might be thinking about doing something similar, moving to a different country, moving lots of people moving to Canada and Australia nowadays. So let me get started by introducing Marcus and Lucia. So could you say hi then?
Hi, my name is Lucia. So me and Marcus are going to Vancouver in August. And our expectation is, I don't know, to get there and to be able to find new friends and mingle with Canadians.
Start a whole new life. Huh?
Yeah, start over.
Yeah, we look anxious to go, and we will deal with climate, a different climate and different culture, but we are very excited about moving to British Columbia.
Have you ever been in a climate as harsh as Canadian's climate?
Yeah,
because Canada's climate?
Yeah. Me and Lucia, we have already traveled to a lot of places, different places, and places where you find temperatures below zero. So it's not so so new for us, but we'll have to deal it with it in our day-by-day life.
Yeah, I guess it's different, isn't it?
Yeah,
when you're,
yeah.
Definitely different. Because it's one thing to go and visit a place where it's cold or even rainy, but the other thing is to having every day to wake up and look, and the weather might not be sunny, or it might the winter might be longer than we're used to. I think these are this is one of the things that we'll have to deal in our adaptation.
Yeah, the days are shorter in the winter, but this is the price to pay.
And let me ask you, well, how old are you, first of all?
I am 39, but I will be 40 when we travel.
Okay.
And I'm 34.
And what made you decide to try this new life in a completely different country?
First of all, we had this kind of dream about living abroad, knowing a different country, a different culture, different people. And I'd like to say we had a little push because of Brazil's crisis.
Because of the situation, scenario here.
The economic situation, and things are not so easy here. So we are going to try another way. But we had this... we deserve it to go to another place.
Mm-hmm. And it was a dream.
Yeah.
In the past.
Yeah, I think we were motivated by a new experience, and so we don't have any children, and we were in a moment that we thought, well, this is like an adventure, and we're going to be together, so I mean, one can help the other, and but we think of it as an adventure. I mean, we can always come back. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it is a life change and everything, but we have a, and
yeah.
we don't have the, we don't have to, how do I say, we don't have to be right. I mean, we can go there and see, and if it's not what we think it is, will be, and then maybe we go somewhere else. But it doesn't mean that we are going like, oh, we're going to see how it goes.
We are
reading a lot and talking to people and getting prepared. So we are going to do our best.
You are focused. Yeah.
Yeah, we should face it like an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. But again, it doesn't have to be the like forever.
Yeah.
I've always had a dream to do something like this, but nowadays I have two kids, it's not the same thing
mm-hmm.
anymore. Yeah, so it's, but well, maybe I'm 42 years old, so maybe one day.
Yeah, you have a time to do it. We
mm-hmm.
feel like our time has come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, I have been reading a lot about especially Canada, and
mm-hmm.
because it's a country that receives a lot of people from all over the world. And I've been reading about articles that helps people with families
okay.
and to move
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily to live the
mm-hmm.
whole life, but as an exchange,
mm-hmm.
maybe 1 year or two. And so they, I think it's I mean, it's not definite that you.
Mm-hmm. You must
because
stay.
Yeah, because you have already a family, but maybe if
mm-hmm.
it's something,
so you can count on us.
Well, thank you. In at any point during this period you have been preparing for it, did you falter? Did you have any doubts? Like, is this what we really want? Did you have any moments of...
Since we decided, I don't feel that we had doubts about going.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, sometimes you get yourself thinking about problems.
Mm-hmm.
That we might face.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. we might face, that we might have there.
And
so
what problems do you mm-hmm. think...
Dealing with people,
mm-hmm.
The language is can be a problem, we don't know, but we are not so
mm-hmm.
fluent. We don't speak English since we were kids, so
mm-hmm.
we
yeah.
have to adapt. And
honestly, I don't think language will be the problem.
Yeah, thank you, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the principal question, the principal issue is finding a job and
mm-hmm.
working, get engaged
mm-hmm.
in the market.
Yeah, I find myself sometimes not doubting the decision because, like I said, I mean, it's just, we have to go there and then check it out if it's going to work or not. So it's not a question of should we be doing this? But
mm-hmm.
it's more sometimes I think of what I'll be missing out here,
mm-hmm.
Especially my family. I have a nephew who's turning 2, and the child's development is very quick. So that's something that I'm always thinking, oh, I'm going to miss a lot of important moments.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this sometimes get me a bit afraid, maybe, I don't know, get me stuck.
Mm-hmm. Still nowadays we have so many ways to communicate that
yeah
this,
I think it's easier
the
than
distance can maybe doesn't feel that bad. I mean, even
hopefully, yeah.
But all right. And what advice would you give to people who are thinking about doing the same?
I think first of all is get the more information you can about the place you're going and the change that you'll be facing, and ask yourself if you're able to have this whole different life in another place. Give up some of the things you have now and be open to new situations, to other cultures.
I would say, since you took the decision, you have to believe in yourself. You have to be confident about your capacity of adaptation and dealing with problems that will happen all the time, and make plans. You have to get information.
Yeah, there was one or two classes we talked about culture shock, remember?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Going through the four stages of culture shock. Do you remember the four stages of culture shock?
I think the fourth was not the worst of them, but the third, the second or third, I don't remember.
I just remember the first
one.
The honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
And I think the other one was like...
second one was some sort of well, some sort of depression or deception,
isolation, something like this.
And then
I prefer not to think about, because I don't want to suffer now about something in the future, but maybe we'll pass through some phases in the process.
And in fact, knowing about the thing, I have this theory in mind, like when you know about something, it's easier to deal with
to
it.
To deal with, yeah.
If you have never talked about it or don't even know anything about it, sometimes you find yourself in the middle of a situation that you didn't expect, let's say.
Yeah.
But, okay. And why Canada? Because of the program they're offering, this what do you call it? Express entry.
Yeah.
I think because of that, of course, because of the this immigration program and all the facilities that Canada show us. The language was always also something that we thought about, because we already knew how to speak English, so it'd be easier to get along. And
Canada is not so far from here. Like if we went to Australia, if we were supposed to go to Australia, we would feel
very isolated, maybe.
Yeah. So Canada is near Brazil, if we think in terms of...
In Vancouver, what made you choose Vancouver?
The weather. The weather is not so cold. If you consider the whole country.
It's the...
The west side is a little bit warmer. Not so warmer, but a little bit warmer, and you have to deal with rain. But let's go.
Yeah. So it was mostly Marcos was he thought that he could go anywhere. He didn't mind. So It was more of my, not my decision, but I was more...
There's a fact that is important to tell about what she's saying. If you go to a small city, your chances to stay in Canada are higher.
Why?
Because if you go to a big city like Vancouver, Toronto, mm-hmm. and cities, huge cities.
You mean you have a lot of competition?
Yeah, you have a lot of people in competition to stay in Canada. Since we want to stay there,
mm-hmm.
I don't know for how many years, but we don't want to come back in 2 years or three.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a small city, your chances are mm-hmm. are higher than...
But then you're saying that Vancouver is a small city.
No, Vancouver is not a small city, but we decided to go to Vancouver because Lucia, she didn't want to face temperatures mm-hmm. below zero all the time. But I would go to a small city, not Vancouver.
You think it would be easier to get a job?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get a job, but to get a visa to stay there, to work there and to live there.
Okay.
A resident
mm-hmm.
visa. So, but okay, we are going to Vancouver and we will check if our expectation is okay with what is happening there. And we can change.
But I think it's a great choice because Vancouver... surrounded by mountains, as we were just looking at the map a few minutes ago, and I used to have a student. He used to go to a bike race called BC Bike Race
mm-hmm.
that happens and takes place in Vancouver and surrounding areas.
Yeah,
every year, I think in July, if I'm not wrong, maybe June, and
maybe in the summer.
Yeah, it's in the summer. It's an amazing event. It's like mountain biking.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7 days, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
They race the whole day. It's the whole day mm-hmm. racing, and then they stop, sleep, and they go on the following day.
Yeah, you can find a lot of outdoor activities.
That's
in
what I mean.
Vancouver.
Yeah.
People love to get in contact with nature and go to lakes, to forests,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah, just be outside and
yeah.
Even if it's raining, I read that people don't
you
really
can
care.
Can find a lot of trails.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I would like to finish by wishing you the best of luck. Yes, and I hope very soon you will be sending me some message and saying that you've got a good job and have already settled down and found a good place to live and everything else. And it was also a great pleasure to be with you mm-hmm. while you were preparing for this moment. And
thank you very much. We would like to say that you were fundamental for us because we had to face IELTS to do the test. And then the preparation was very good. We felt confident about this challenge.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
And see you in Vancouver.
Well, to finish, I would just like to remind the listeners that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br for Brazil. There you can add your email to the email list. You can also subscribe via iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher Radio, and any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. You can keep sending email messages to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any suggestion or comments. And I'll see you next time. Bye!